Good morning, True North. It's Thursday, May 21st. My name is Eugene, and welcome to the 29th episode of True North Daily. Disney, possibly like for many of you, shaped how I viewed the world at an early age and probably still does now. You know, I remember Aladdin being one of the first movies my parents bought for me, and I remember putting it in a tape rewinder over and over and over again as a child, hoping that my life would mirror that of Aladdin. That I would make something out of myself. I would get the girl of my dreams, and I could remove any obstacle or negative energy or bully in my life just like the genie did. And you see, every Disney story and almost any story in Hollywood or the Western world depicts life to be linear, meaning that life is always heading in a linear direction, and it's up to you to decide where it ends. It might be by chance, it might be by your wit and charm, maybe just by hard work, but if you're able to find the right formula, friends, girl, possibly a blue genie, you can find the Disney ending at the end of your story that you've always been yearning for. And you know, for many of us, I think we've adopted that Disney or Western way of thinking into our adult lives now. That deep down inside, there's a lingering fear that life is linear, and that every decision you make brings you either a little closer or further away from the princess at the end of your story. Yet, as Ecclesiastes has already uncovered, sometimes those Disney endings, they're just not possible when life is hevel or like a vapor. And as I talked about yesterday, sometimes a virus might change everything in our lives. It probably derailed your job, your wedding, your finances that you've worked so hard to secure. And what it's shown us is that although we want life to be linear, that's not often the case of reality. There's a famous passage in chapter 3 of Ecclesiastes that challenges this notion of a linear life. That life is actually more cyclical than linear. It's a little long, but I want to be able to read it in entirety to show us the cycles of life that it describes. Ecclesiastes 3 verses 1 to 8. For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. You see, what Ecclesiastes teaches us within this context is that to find wisdom, it's not just making the right decisions in life, but rather a larger perspective of life itself. That wisdom is understanding that life is more rhythmic and cyclical than linear. And that rather than thinking of our life as a stock to invest in, we need to see it more like seasons. That sometimes it won't always be spring and summer, even though we try so hard to ensure that it can be. You see, for many of us with a linear understanding of life, we try so hard to remove or avoid the negative or painful aspects of life, whether it be toxic people, past trauma, or a particular conflict. But what wisdom looks like in Ecclesiastes is not avoiding these aspects of our life, but understanding to cope with them like seasons. That life with God in this world, we can still suffer, still have sorrow, still go through death, and that we need to learn to weep just as we seek to laugh, that we need to learn to mourn just as we try to secure a future. You know, I've touched on this before, but because we think life is linear, we've become people so obsessed with only using the present to improve and secure our future. And look, when we do that, well, one, you can't enjoy the moments of life itself. And two, you'll actually implode when a season of winter rolls in. The problem of thinking that life is linear is that time becomes no longer a gift from God, but a resource that needs to be used. Like, if time is money, as everyone says, then every waking moment is not an opportunity to live, but to do, to invest, to make sure you're not wasting your time. And because of that fear, time is no longer something to be enjoyed. We never learn how to weep, how to mourn, how to take care of ourselves in these negative times, because it's not worth an investment in a linear way of thinking. But we need to learn to live in the cycles of life under the sun, to not be surprised when moments of darkness hit, even though we try so hard to avoid them, and to also be able to mourn, to weep, to be secure that even in these dark seasons, it is in God's plan and will surely pass like any other. And as we try to understand life as cycles, we need to see that Jesus has changed everything. You see, unlike the author of Ecclesiastes here, we have the privilege of having a larger view of the history in Scripture. See, if you go all the way back to the Old Testament, Israel struggled just like us, thinking that life is linear. That they thought, man, we could always just improve ourselves. And that Yahweh, he's just an asset to help us improve our future. And that we can swap him with any other idol or god when we need be. But as we see in the Old Testament, their journey was not linear, but a chaotic cycle of sin and self-destruction. And as you further yourself in the Old Testament story of Israel, it seems like there's just no hope, that they're stuck on this never-ending cycle of self-destruction, just like us. But you see, history changes when Jesus appears. He turns the cycles of sin and destruction into a direction of hope with his body on the cross. Paul states in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, "The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." See, wisdom in this life is understanding, first, life comes in cycles and seasons, and we can't do anything about it. And although under the sun that is true, there will be a time when Jesus returns, when every knee will bow, and the cycles of sin and this life of hevel will finally be broken. And although we may never know exactly when that time is, allow that future, the eternal future, not a future on this earth, to anchor yourself in every season and every cycle of this life with our eyes to our life in eternity, with God forever. Let's pray. Lord, so often we can make life to be linear, thinking that our life is a resume with things just to be added more and more to improve it, but allow us to see it for what it really is, that it's cycles, that it's seasons, and that we have no control. And although that may be depressing, allow us to strive, allow us to find wisdom, allow us to find hope in that Jesus will return to break every cycle, to make all things new. We await that time with hope and joy, with mourning and weeping, and ultimately with an assurance. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.